Lawyers in the Bush administration reportedly advised the Pentagon last year that the Geneva Conventions, which ban the torture of prisoners, did not necessarily apply to the United States. The March 2003 legal analysis was prepared for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The memo concludes that the president can approve acts of torture to protect the nation's security. The memo's existence was first reported by the Wall Street Journal and later by the Washington Post, as well as the New York Times. And we're joined now by Eric Schmidt, who's a reporter for the Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what exactly did the lawyers recommend here?
Well, what the lawyers did basically was take a look. If it came to it, interrogation procedures could be used that would circumvent the Geneva Conventions and other anti-torture statutes. And so these were lawyers, both the Pentagon, the Justice Department, and within the White House Counsel's Office. And they basically decided there were certain legal analysis that would allow the president to order certain interrogation techniques that would appear to amount to torture in very extraordinary circumstances. That being if there were imminent terrorist attacks and other things that they deem necessary for national security and other means.
Okay, just because the U.S. deems it necessary for national security, though, what makes that legal under the Geneva Conventions? What was the legal justification for ignoring the Geneva Conventions?
Well, that was one of the key points here, was that how they could go around these international statutes, basically saying that they did not apply, that in these extreme measures that the president had the power and the authority to go around them, even though they are international treaties, that there are circumstances in which the president, the office of the presidency, could make certain exceptions to these in extraordinary circumstances.
The treaty doesn't have that exception, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's what many legal scholars have pointed out in saying this would seem to violate these kind of conventions.
So the lawyers prepared this legal justification. 1 month later, in April of 2003, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld approved a list of interrogation practices for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Is there any relation between the justification and the procedures that were actually approved?
The Pentagon says not, Steve. They say that the legal analysis was part of the staff work that was done behind this, but the document that came out and that Mr. Rumsfeld approved on April 16th were a set of interrogation procedures and techniques that did not include the legal analysis that was backing it up, or at least that was included as part of the overall review. And they argue that the 24 techniques that were approved for use down at Guantanamo Bay were all consistent with the Geneva Conventions, although four of these techniques required Mr. Rumsfeld's prior approval before interrogators at Guantanamo Bay could use them.
What were those four interrogation techniques?
Well, the Pentagon isn't talking publicly about them, but we have learned that some of them include isolation techniques, also what they call diet manipulation, which is a fancy way of saying they're going to serve the prisoners cold to what they call sleep manipulation, which is essentially keeping them up for basically up for 4 hours for every 24-hour cycle, and do that for up to 3 days or so. So, but these were things that had to receive the secretary's approval.
But very briefly, the Pentagon insists that they did not approve anything they would call torture?
That's exactly right. And then when it came down to it, the techniques that are using are consistent with Geneva Conventions and consistent with what the president has said would be humane treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Eric Schmidt is a reporter with the New York Times.